So you're hearing the news, perhaps. And the story from the Associated Press says that U.S. health regulators on Tuesday, yesterday, okayed the first coronavirus test that allows people to collect their own samples at home. It's a new approach that could help expand testing options in most states. LabCorp is the company behind this. And it says here initially, it's only going to be available to healthcare workers and first responders under doctor's orders. Samples will still have to be shipped back to LabCorp, which operates diagnostic labs throughout the U.S. in order to have them diagnosed. But it says here for the home test, here's what's going to happen. First of all, you're going to have to be, and they have this information because eventually if it becomes something that everyone can use, you'll have to initially be screened with an online questionnaire. If authorized by a physician, LabCorp will ship a testing kit to your home. The kit includes cotton swabs, a collection tube, an insulated pouch and box to ship the specimen back to LabCorp. And to take a specimen, you would have to take the cotton swab, swirl it in each nostril, and then the test results would be posted online to a secure company site. So you could do everything from home. The company says it's going to make testing kits available in the coming weeks. Kits will cost $119. Doesn't say anything about insurances here. But get this.
I would imagine insurance would cover it, I would think.
Well, I'd like to think there'd be some kind of coverage that can be done for people. I mean, you know,
right, because people taking the test locally, their insurances cover them.
For whatever reason, it says, these kits will not be available in Maryland, New Jersey, New York, and Rhode Island, as these states have laws prohibiting testing with at-home kits.
Right, yeah. I saw that.
Really? Did you see that?
Well, does it have to be FDA? Is it FDA? Are these kits FDA approved?
Well, that was my assumption, says, because it references the Food and Drug Administration in this story, says the FDA has endorsed the self-swab method. Of course, it says endorsed, doesn't say
but approved. Doesn't say with this one, with this LabCorp, which may explain why some insurances might not cover it.
It could be. It could be. It just says LabCorp's test is the first that allows it to be done at home without supervision.
Yeah.
FDA endorsed, I guess I just assumed. I'm still trying to figure out what the Maryland, New Jersey, New York, Rhode Island, prohibiting testing it with at-home kits. Is that like with any at-home kit? Could you not do like an in-home pregnancy test?
Well, I bet you,
in those states?
Yeah. Bet you as long as if they are FDA approved. That's what I'm wondering. I'm wondering if that's where it's coming
from. Maybe that's the whole thing.
Way below do the colorectal things at home.
Well, again, that would be. Yeah. Well, that's, you're sending it to medical.
Because,
professionals.
Especially in New York's case, I mean, one of the highest cases you're hearing about, and if you're going to be focused on healthcare workers and first responders,
right?
I mean, they wouldn't be able to do it at home because there's a prohibition against it.
Right.
Unless maybe the governor steps in or whoever steps in and says, you know, we're going to waive it through executive order or something like that. That could be interesting.
Yeah. I don't like the $119, but
it's a little pricey.
That's a lot of people are not going to be able to afford that.
No, that's
those cotton swabs just don't seem to cost that much, do they? And you're paying for the test.
Yeah, the test, I suppose. Yeah.
And I was looking to see, and it doesn't say here. It just says the test results posted online. It doesn't say how long it's going to take to do the turnaround.
Uh-huh.
You know, because that's another thing too. How quickly could it be done in order to make it a viable option? But I guess it's a step in the direction of maybe something that's going to be helpful in the future, maybe even beyond what we're going through now, especially if things settle down and, the reopening of economy and things, but people are saying, what if there's a second wave? So maybe 3 months from now, you're thinking, I'm not doing – have I contracted coronavirus here 3 months from now? I can do a test at home.
Right.
I don't know.
I don't know. You'd hope to think with a pandemic that maybe the government would be able to come to an agreement with a company and say, we'll pay for the cost and we'll send them out for free.
Well, they need to test more people, and they just don't have the means of getting to as many people as they would like to, as fast as they'd like to, and this would be a way around it, perhaps.
Yeah, it'd be one way. And there was a San Francisco Chronicle story that is breaking overnight, and one of the coroners in the county, was at Santa Clara County, I think, out in San Francisco, is now reporting that they believe one of the first deaths was much earlier than they thought.
Yeah, like in February.
Yeah, early February.
Oh, really?
Yeah, early February. Right, yeah. And if that's true, then, of course, Washington, the state of Washington, may have to go back and check their records and
Oh, because that's right, because Washington is where everything... Okay, that
that's right. They may want to look back into that. And then I'm reading all these people on Twitter who are commenting on that San Francisco Chronicle story saying, you know, I went to that 49ers playoff game, and I had never been sicker in my entire life as I was a week later. Lots of people writing about that.
Oh, probably thought they had food poisoning or
something. Yeah, something else. But no, but they said they had, in fact, some went to their hospital. They said, never go to a hospital for a sickness. But I couldn't breathe. I had a bad cough.
No, they're not talking about the getting sick from watching the 49ers.
No, or the Packers, because I think they were playing that game. So, yeah. I don't know, but yeah, with this testing, that's why I'm hoping. I'm with Dave. I'm hoping maybe the government can come to an agreement with somebody and just say, all right, let's give these things out and test as many people as possible.
Because if this company can do it, there's got to be others that can do it, too.
There's got to be a way of refining it or whatever.
But this is at least this is the first one anyway, and that's the way it's going to play out for now.